Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th, 2020, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information.
Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Josh Shoebridge. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the TSR podcasting network that focuses solely on historical and New England gaming. This week, as you can hear, you do not have the lustry, sultry voice of our normal host, Jonathan Reinhardt. You have the drongo drolling of the Australian from down under, Josh Shoebridge. That's a podcast right there. I think we can end it here. And no. All right, I'll keep going. No. So unfortunately, Jonathan's had a bit of a family matter come up. He's had a passing away in his family, and he's asked me to let you all know that all updates will be on the usual social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find them all by searching for Wargaming Recon in any of the search bars of all the social medias that there are, I think. Maybe. I think that's how it works. Anyway, so people, you would know my name because I am the in-house, when I say in-house, I live on the other side of the country, but I am the in-house audio editor for the show. I'm in charge for making sure all the things are in the right spots when they're talking. Now, I am not at all responsible for the audio quality. and I had this ongoing battle with Jonathan and Adrian to make sure that they are using appropriate audio recording equipment. But again, it is a podcast. We're not a large production studio. So again, that's why he hires a weirdo from Australia to edit the audio. Anywho, so on today's show, I am going to be talking about a few things. One that Jonathan's actually been asking me to try and do for the last 8 months, about now, yeah, which is the conventions that we have here in Australia and the games that we play. After a brief break, we'll also talk about the hobby and mental health, and I'll share a bit about my story over the last 8 months, just to give everyone a bit of a rundown on what's happening there. There'll be a bit of a trigger warning. I don't like using the word trigger unless I'm firing a rifle, but there is a bit of a trigger warning. We'll be getting a bit deep in that part of the episode. So thank you again for tuning in and listening to this wonderful podcast that has, I believe, the longest running tabletop wargaming and hobby podcast in existence, which is fantastic. I think Jonathan has done a very good job in maintaining such a really good continuity when it comes to getting a show out there to start with, and making sure there is quality instead of quantity. When I say that, that's not a dig at him at all. The quality of the topics that he talks about is fantastic, and I really, really hope that soon we'll have him back behind the mic and able to keep pumping out those beautiful things that he does. So, as I said, the things that we're talking about today, conventions in Australia. We have a number of conventions that happen in Australia. We have BrizCon, we have MOAB, which is an acronym for Mother of All Battles. That happens in October. And I'll get back to that one, actually. We've got Supernova. It happens in Sydney and Melbourne, where there's all these little other conventions that happen all over the country. But the biggest one that happens each year is CanCon, which happens in Canberra, not to be mistaken with the Canadian convention, which apparently is a thing when I was making sure I had all my twigs in a row for this. But yes, CanCon happens every January on the Australia Day long weekend. Funnily enough, on the CanCon website, cgs.asn.au, yes, that is the website name, it says here CanCon 2021 will not be a long weekend. The Australia Day holiday will be the Tuesday, unless the government changes its mind, which they do. They have changed when the actual public holiday of the holiday actually happens. It happens all the time. Anyway, they'll be running a three-day event with Monday as normal. So at the moment, with COVID as it is in this country, we are currently still having CanCon 2021, which is fantastic. This is, I go every year. It's a major event held over the long weekend, which is Australia Day, which is our July 4th to you guys over in the States, or Canada Day in Canada, or a Tuesday in England. Yes, that's right. I'm laughing at my own jokes because I'm sitting in a room all by myself talking about CanCon. Anyways, so I'll give you a bit of a story. So last year's CanCon, or sorry, this year's CanCon that happened in January this year, we had a really interesting time prior to. So what happens is I always got, we've got a friend of mine, Andrew, who comes up with me, and we always, so in the last 2 years, we've played in the Star Wars Legion tournament that's held at CanCon, which is held over the 2 days, so the Saturday, Sunday. And so the funny thing for us was we lived in a part of our country, if you remember how Australia, for some reason, at that time, we were on fire. So literally from December 31st through to late January, we had fires coming all around us. It was over a million hectares that were burnt. It was the second bushfire I've experienced while living in this part of the country. Pretty scary. We had during that time we had at least 3 days where we had no sun, literally no sun. It was dark. It was crazy. Anyways, so I'll get back to that story because that'll go back to what I'm talking about in the latter part of the episode. However, so Andrew and I were planning on going up. We'd already bought our tickets to take part in the convention tournament, and we got there by the skin of our teeth. We had fun. It was really hot. Not as hot as last year, though, in 2019. That was bloody hot. We actually had a friend of ours who was meant to come with us, Nathan, who ended up coming this year. He bailed on us because he wanted to spend time in a pool because he's a weak, weak, weak guy. Really weak. Anyway, I have issues with Nathan. Even though he saved my life once, I'll get to the tournament as we continue. So last year they had a number of people come to the convention. They have tens of thousands of people got passed through the doors every day. Amazing show of all the major distributors of and game designers at CanCon. I was actually approached by a game designer who gave me a prototype version of his game. It hasn't even hit on Kickstarter yet, and I've got it at home. It's a fun game. I'll do a podcast on that when I have John's approval to talk about this particular little game that he gave me to review. And I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic, fantastic little game if you're into fantasy. So anyway, so a lot of the things that we saw at CanCon was it was just before Marvel Crisis Protocol came out. We saw a bunch of new board games coming out. One of them, Slappy Salmon. I love that game. If you Google it, it's a funny game. Just because it's just funny. We were in a convention hall where 90% of the table, I don't say 90, probably about 75% of all the tabletop board gaming games were being held. They had Team Yankee, but being played in a 1-300 scale. They had Age of Sigmar, they had Warhammer, they had Something of the Skies, they had Bolt Action, Flames of War. Hail Caesar had one. They had TDMM being played, which is a historical 15mm war game, which is you're seeing camels versus elephants and all this sort of fun stuff happening there. They had a number of 3D printers. I know that John had a discussion not long ago about 3D printing and tabletop wargaming, and I disagree with him. I'm a 3D printer. I like 3D printing my own proxy models. I'm pretty big on not printing direct copies. I think that's bad. But 3D printing in the hobby is, I believe, something that we should use and accept and have at all times. It's because the things that we have that comes from it, you know, terrain, we have token holders, we have dice, we have lots of things to be created with 3D printing. Anywho, so at this particular, so there's another hall where there is lots of card games. There is a board games library that you can pay an entry ticket fee for the entire weekend, and you can just sample all the board games. And I mean all the board games. One of my favorite places at CanCon is the secondhand store. I love buying a lot of my gear secondhand. I believe if you want to get into the hobby at a budget rate, secondhand is how you do it. And going to these conventions and going through some of the things you can find at the tabletop convention secondhand stalls will get you really into a game that you might not even know exists as well. Last year, I bought Mars Attacks for a fairly decent price. Fun game. Hell yeah. America. So, at the other spots, you got all the tenders there. So, there's a number of businesses within Australia that went there. Even our local gaming store here in the Bega Valley had a stall up at CanCon, and they have had some fantastic times up there. They've actually emptied their shop at CanCon, which has been fantastic. And that was also the original owner's last CanCon. They've sold the business. The business is still running as in the same model. They've just sold their ownership of the business, and they're still really good friends of mine. In fact, I saw them on my birthday because they're so lovely. And it was just, it's such a community building event. And that's the thing I like about CanCon, especially for us who played Star Wars Legion. Now, the Star Wars Legion tournament took place over the Saturday to Sunday. And for those who don't know what Star Wars Legion is, let me tell you what Star Wars Legion. And I'll be referencing the Fantasy Flight Games website. So, what is Star Wars Legion? Star Wars Legion is an amazing tabletop war game that has been produced by and under license from Disney from Fantasy Flight Games. Now, this is what it says on the website. Warfare is an inescapable part of the Star Wars universe. From the blow dealt to the Rebel Alliance in the Battle of Hoth to a few Rebel strike teams taking on a legion of stormtroopers stationed on Endor, seize your chance to get your boots on the ground and lead your troops to victory with Star Wars Legion, a miniatures game of thrilling infantry battles in the Star Wars universe. Star Wars Legion invites you to join the unsung battles of the Galactic Civil War and also the Clone Wars now. This hasn't been updated. As the commander of a unique army filled with troopers, powerful ground or repulsor vehicles, and wheeled vehicles now. they really need changes. And our iconic characters such as Darth Vader, or Luke Skywalker. While innovative mechanics simulate the fog of war and the chaos of battle, the unpainted and easily assembled miniatures give you a canvas to create the Star Wars army you've always wanted to lead into battle. Whether you fight for the monolithic, oppressive Galactic Empire, the ragtag Rebel Alliance, the strong and stoic Galactic Republic, or the evil Separatists. So, as I say, that's a bit of a rundown on what Star Wars Legion is. So, I play Imperials mainly. They are my go-to. I like the dark side. I really do think they had that they were the underdogs the entire time. They were trying to set up, and they had these people just knocking. Anyway, regardless, I'm not talking about that. So during the tournament, we had a number of people. Four of us went up together, and we sort of represented our local wargaming group here, which is really good. So it was myself, Nathan, Andrew, and Liam. So Liam's a young fella. It was his first convention tournament, and he did well. We were actually really surprised how well he did. He didn't win, but he did well. Now, the funny thing is, though, in the first game that I played at CanCon, I played against Nathan, and he absolutely pantsed me by the end of turn five. I had no units left. He got I was actually very devastated. I was glad that I won the next two games in the day, and then I won one game on Sunday. I was happy with that. I lost the other ones on Sunday, and which sucked. However, it was everyone walked away with something. The way that they did it was really well put together. It was. So GameCube was the main sponsor, which is a shop in Sydney. Lindsay is was the person who owns a store, and he was an amazing person who really just wanted to see things happening. And then we had a number of people who organizing the tournament itself. Luke was the tournament organizer, the main TO, and he, fantastic person, absolutely love him to death. And some of the amazing prizes they actually had there, which blew my mind away. Kiwi 6, which is a New Zealand based terrain company who makes terrain out of laser cut MDF, supplied a beautiful, not in production piece specifically for the CanCon tournament, which was Darth Vader's castle on Mustafar. Beautiful, beautiful piece. I actually supplied a couple of 3D printed miniatures. I had some 3D printed miniatures sent to another person who took part in the tournament. His name is Feng Zhao, and he painted them up. It was a Samurai Luke and a Samurai Darth Vader, and he painted them so well. I hate people who can paint better than me, but at the same time I love them to death because it makes me want to be a better painter. It was beautiful. So that were some of the main prizes, and they had a bunch of other stuff from Fantasy Flight Games. They had card borders for tables. They had a table mat from, I can't remember where actually. I'll find out. I'll let you guys know. They had a number of just units and that they were essentially doing like a lucky dip sort of thing. I walked away with another Bark Speeder for my Galactic Republic army. And then, yeah, that was the fun part of the trip. What I really liked, though, about, as I said before, the community building that went along with it was on the Saturday night, we all went out to a local RSL. So an RSL for us is what's called a Return Servicemen's League Club. It's like a veterans club in the Americans. It's just like a large restaurant country club sort of thing. And we all went out for dinner and all together as a big group of Star Wars Legion players. And it was just nice to be able to sit down after the team had completed what they had to do and just sit and laugh, talk some crap, have a drink, have a bite to eat. It was just friendships were made. And that's the thing that really, really made my day at that time was the beautiful time that we were able to spend together. I loved it. I will not say a bad thing about anyone else in the community because we don't have a bad community. I think that's a lot of the times people come into a wargaming community and they leave it because of toxic environments. And I can tell you now, if you are at all interested in Star Wars, if you're at all interested in tabletop wargaming, give Star Wars Legions a go. Go to fantasyflightgames.com, visit your local gaming store, pick up a core set, have a look. It is a fantastic game. It's easy to learn, easy to play, fun to master, and just have a go. I can guarantee you now, if you want a really good community, that's where you got to be. And again, that's why it's my go-to game. That is my go-to game, and the other go-to games that I play at the moment is Bolt Action, another great community in the area. Especially, we've got a Facebook group here it's called Bolt Action Australia and New Zealand, and again, a fantastic community. You can't play a historical war game with being in a toxic community because, you know, things happen in history that, yeah, sucked, and yeah, mean bad things, but people with the logic in their head are able to take it on and then go ahead with it, which is what I like about it. So, going on to what else that happened in CanCon. Oh, man, I'm bumping the table. Bad, Josh. I actually have not been behind the microphone for almost a year and a half. I've done a few interviews with my old co-host that I worked with when I was a radio presenter, and I've done I had a couple of radio interviews when I was running for office here in Australia. That's how important I think I am. I think I should run for office. I didn't win, but still, I had to go. So CanCon. It's CanCon. So CanCon also have a winter convention called WinterCon. It's a little bit smaller, about half the size, still a really good place to go. And unfortunately, that was cancelled due to COVID. And there was also another one that was meant to happen at the same venue, but it's called the Anzac Day, which is our Veterans Day. It was the Anzac Day convention, and it's run by the Australian Defence Force Wargaming Club. So we have our military has a tabletop wargaming club. How cool is that? And so I was going to go to that to play Legion again. They had a Legion thing going on there, and unfortunately that was cancelled. So that's the biggest issue going on at the moment with tabletop wargaming as a hobby, is the social side of it is becoming harder and harder and harder and harder and harder to do. So I haven't been able to go to my local gaming club to have a table. I have one night where I could, and I had a good game of late, and it's been a long time. So unfortunately, we've had to focus mainly on doing online D&D for the moment, but it's still fun. Friday night, I'm recording this on a Friday in Australia, and so I will be tonight playing a game of Dungeons and Dragons, continuing on our Waterdeep campaign that our illustrious D&D Dungeon Master, who also came to CanCon with me, Andrew, will be doing for us. It's a fantastic little group that we're going on. And I'll talk about that more later. So right now, I know I've spoken about CanCon and Star Wars Legion. For more on Star Wars Legion, if you would like to know more about what I do with it, you can follow me on my socials. So you can go look up Game of Lives podcast on Facebook or Game of Lives mini painting on Instagram. And shoot me a DM. More than happy to talk painting and that sort of thing. That's one of the things I love doing. I love painting and I love playing. Sit back and relax. We're going to have a word from one of our new sponsors, and we'll be coming back to you right after this.
Welcome to Jordanheim. Discover a Viking-themed universe of myth and magic. Create a compelling character in this detailed yet easy-to-play original tabletop RPG, and explore this world created by Works Games. The Jordanheim Core Rulebook gives veteran gamers a rich world to build and offers newbies a quick start guide on how to play in no time. Do you put your faith in the ancient magic of the Elder Gods or the miracles of the Prestor of Christus? Go and choose your destiny and find out more at jordanheim.com.
Jordanheim, doesn't it sound cool? Hey, thank you for sticking around with us. And today, as I said, this part's going to get a little bit deeper, a bit of a trigger warning. I'm going to talk about a couple of things that are they're a bit confronting, especially of what's happened in 2020. I'm telling my story for 2020, just to give a bit of a bookmark on it all. So, as I said earlier before, my 2020 started with the New Year's Day bushfires and how it took up most of our January. They were really hectic. So with the amount of danger that we were in, we had fires all around us. There was a township that got wiped out, which is less than 20 minutes away from me. I had clients lose their houses to fire. And yeah, it was a really tough time mentally. There was a lot going on. It was back and forth from my house. We were evacuated a few times during this particular fire. I had other family members who had houses that we were staying at to help protect their house from the increasing threat of the fire front. You can actually see some of my photos of the fires and on my photography Instagram, Kalaru Phantom Flyer. I know that was a bit of a listen to that. Anyways, so during that time, I didn't get to do a lot of hobbying, and we were focusing more on, you know, just making sure everyone's safe. And after it all settled down, we were able to continue preparing and planning for CanCon, which was good. It was nice knowing that we had something to look forward to. So we were right. So all of us that were involved, we were throwing lists at each other. We were testing our armies, making sure our lists were good up until the day. And it was scary. It was scary, but at the same time, knowing that we had this thing to look forward to helped. It helped us a lot. And so, and that was, so it had so much going on. We were all trying to, you know, build each other up. And so we got to CanCon. We had a really fantastic weekend. I can't fault how good that weekend was. And I come home, and Andrew and I thought we weren't going to make it home because there was another fire starting up on near Canberra, in between where we live. Sorry, in between Canberra and where we live. And we didn't think we'd make it home, but we did. Thankfully, we made it home. There was no upsets. And our next thing we were looking forward to was Friday Night D&D, as we started doing it on my birthday the year prior. And so everything was going okay up until, so we had 2 weeks of semi-normality. We heard rumors of this COVID thing happening, but it wasn't COVID that upset us. On February 15th, one of my greatest friends and closest gaming companions, and people who have followed me on social media know this person, Thomas, passed away by suicide. That was really tough. So Tom was in our circle. He was known as the grandfather of tabletop wargaming and Warhammer mainly, which I think is so funny because I'm older than him. So I'm 33. He would have been 20. So he would have been 30 this year, and I'm 33. And so the unfortunate side with all that was keeping it within the group. Nathan and I found him, and that was zero day, day dot, D-Day, whatever you want to call it, for me, of this year. And it's just been an up and down ride ever since, and as I said, up and down, still ongoing. There's still issues going on with his death and the aftermath of that. It's still happening now, some months later. And it's been really tough. And between then and his funeral took place 4 weeks after his death. So we had all that to worry about. And the time then to that angst, and then his funeral was really, really tough. And the thing about Tom was he was an amazing painter, golden demon worthy painter. He could paint anything. The funny thing was, he was colorblind. He was black and white colorblind, so he saw things in a monochromatic sort of way, so which made his shading fantastic. But he just needed to know which color he was painting. So we had this funeral. His funeral was really good, and I was dragged. And I told my friends I was dragged to a Dungeons and Dragons session. That was the last time we were able to meet together to play a game. And then we had COVID. That was tough, because for me, the social nature of the hobby is something that's incredibly important to me. It helps me have things to look forward to. It helps me play. And so that then led me to go down this little rabbit hole of painting YouTubers, or YouTube painters, or whatever you want to call them. So there's a few that I thoroughly enjoy. Squidmar Miniatures, Midwinter Minis, Miniac. They're my three main favorite ones that they really help me understand certain techniques. You know, I've been painting for 15 years, yet in the last 6 months, I feel like I've increased the quality of my painting because of just watching these videos and then having this time to paint. And when I say this time, I haven't really had time. So in the industry that I work in disability. And so I'm an essential service. I have to work, and unlike everyone else in my in my immediate family, they were got to work from home or work essentially get leave, and the government pays them their money that they were missing out on. So, and I've been working. My actual hours increased, so I've been working a lot more. So losing time is in time, and I made it a for myself every Friday night. Is Dungeons and Dragons night that we play using Roll D20 and D&D Beyond for our lists and our character sheets, and we use Discord for our audio, which is fantastic. It doesn't seem normal, but it's still something. And then what made life a bit easier as well was our group decided to, for some reason, start playing a game called World of Tanks. And it was just another way of socializing with our friends without having to leave the house. And during the lockdown, that was always something I'd look forward to in this time. And so you can understand that over the last few months with all the things that have happened. Oh, here's another thing that happened, actually. Sorry, I forgot. I forgot to tell the just things that are the crap that keeps coming in 2020. So, some people know I'm an avid aerial photographer. I love flying drones. I do it semi-professionally, and I love the art that comes with it. It is my outdoor escape. It's my outdoor creativity. I was going to a spot early morning to go for a run, because it's another thing that I try to do. I try to stay in shape. And there was this beautiful fog coming out of Bega River out into the ocean. It was beautiful. I'm like, that would look great. I had the drone in the car, put everything together, set everything up, checked everything. And my drone went straight up in the air, straight out, as I usually do. And it had a critical battery failure while it was out over the water, over the ocean. And I lost a $2,500 drone. That sent me out of loops. Everything had just been happening. And when I got home, I was still really angry. I was shaking, and I was just standing there doing the dishes. I was like, I'm calming down. And then I get a phone call from my mother telling me that my grandfather had passed away. It just broke me. And the only thing that calmed me down was just being able to sit alone in a room painting miniatures. This hobby is a lifesaver. I know that this year, Jonathan has gotten this podcast to focus specifically on how this hobby helps those with mental health issues. And I know he hasn't shied away. He's got his own mental health issues. And I know this podcast helps him. And I know that this podcast helps some of you listeners who are struggling at the moment. And this podcast helps me when I've been struggling. So I had to take a leave of absence from editing the podcast while we were dealing with our family issues. But knowing that I was coming back, it was a reason. It was a reason to keep going. And I want one of the jokes that we've been saying is, I'm going to live forever because I'm not allowed to die until all my miniatures are painted. I hope that's true, because that would be fantastic. And I want everyone to really think about, like, what projects have you got going in your hobby? What are the things that you want to see done? Do them and then get another one. Because doing these projects gives you something to look forward to. And if it becomes a chore, don't do it. Find something else within the hobby that is what you need. And there's always something. It might not even be what you think the normal part of the hobby is. I didn't think that playing a online game with my friends would be part of the hobby and be part of the hobby that I needed at that time. I didn't think that, but it is. Leave yourselves open for that. Give yourselves a challenge that you know that you and only you can achieve. You'll get there. You might not get there at the start, but that failure means first attempt in learning, and that's what you've got to do. This is all about learning. Learn a new rule set. Learn a new painting technique. Challenge yourself, because that's what life's all about. If you want to sit there and grow and be the person you want to be, this hobby has everything in it, in its toolkit to help you. You've just got to open that toolkit to find the tool. Now, if that tool doesn't work, find another one. It's getting a bit serious here, but again, we need that seriousness in our lives as well. We've also got to not take ourselves too seriously. It is a game. It is a hobby. It is essentially part of who we are to create a life worth living. Tomorrow, I have the opportunity to take my son to the movies to see the 1977 cut of Star Wars: A New Hope. He loves Star Wars because he has seen me play Star Wars Legion. And he has his own minis now, and he's six. He doesn't play the game as well as an adult would, but he enjoys it. He gets involved, and he does it because he just loves the game. And that gives me more of something to look forward to in the future, that my son will play games with his father. That would make my life perfect, even with all the crap that happens. Now, I understand I've spoken about some pretty hefty stuff, especially when it comes to suicide. So if you are having any issues when it comes to suicide, please seek out help. In Australia, we have Lifeline, we have Beyond Blue, we have the Suicide Prevention Network. In America, I'm pretty sure you have a number of places like that. I think you can look up Suicide Crisis Hotline in your local area. Or if you just type suicide to Google, it'll actually come up with helplines for you. And please don't think that life is too hard, because it's not. Failure is just your first attempt in learning. And if it's your second or third attempt, or even your 50th, it means you're still improving. You'll get there. We all will. Now, just for everyone listening, yes, this is a interesting opportunity for me to have a little bit of a platform here to talk about these things. And I'm glad that I've taken it, because I know that this podcast, when I first started listening to it, helped me incredibly. I was a new father, still trying to find my way with juggling hobby, family, and work. And this podcast, my friendship with Jonathan, has definitely helped me with that. This is a great podcast. He is a great person. And at this time, with the issues that he's going through with his family and the loss of their family member, that show him the love. Just show him the love. Like, leave a positive review on the podcast. Shoot him a comment on the Facebook group. Just say, look, Johnny, we got your back. Because at the end of the day, we're all family. We're all friends. And we all need to have each other's back. We might disagree, but the thing is, logical brains can disagree and still continue being friends. And I challenge you all to do that, especially with everything that's going on stateside. And it's actually split over here to Australia too, by the way. So what you guys do over there does affect us. All right. So just remember that when you cast your vote later in the year. Just saying, I'm not going to tell you to vote for, because I don't want to start an argument. But just remember, what you do does affect those around you. And you might not see it, you might not feel it, but it does. But no, thank you for taking the time to listening to this podcast, to this episode of Wargaming Recon that I have had the opportunity to take over. It's definitely been interesting. It's been a bit of a rush. So if it seemed rushed, that's because it is. I offered to do the podcast a week and a half ago. I was told 2 days ago to do it, and this was the only time I've had in my schedule to actually sit down and record it. And I actually had to go buy a special piece of equipment to replace one that I had in order for me to do this. So that's, it's not bad, it's not bad, it's not bad. I've also sat down, I've recorded a, you would have heard it, a new sponsors ad for Jordheim, which is done by Works Games. It looks pretty good. I as I sat down and wrote down the script for it, I'm looking at what the game is, and it actually looks pretty darn cool. So I'm going to be pre-ordering mine myself because I want to have a go at it. And just remember, I'm not going to say what Jonathan says because I can't say what he says at the end of a podcast. I'm just going to say what I say at the end of every show that I've ever hosted, and that is, you keep sucking those oranges. My name's Josh Shoebridge. Good night.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon on your mobile device. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other good shows on the network. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew. Thank you to everyone who backed our 2020 podcast season on Kickstarter. In particular, I would like to thank Bob Yates, Cigar Box Battle, Enfilade Convention, Jason Elliott, leader of TSR Games, John Vogel, Lead Bears Tufts, Nate Taylor of Dwarven Forge, Ryzen Phoenix GameCon, and Stefan Pokorny, founder of Dwarven Forge. We couldn't have been successful without the help of all of you. Thank you so very much, and hope you are enjoying this 2020 podcast season. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th, 2020, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.